It was a Saturday afternoon, and he'd been out for a few hours doing the usual chores like getting groceries, dropping a laptop off for repair, going to the hardware store. He did this while his boyfriend stayed at home to relax after a long week of work. His boyfriend had a hard job, and he knew it, so he was happy to get things done around the house while they took it easy for a while. It was important that his boyfriend had time to recharge. He was also just happy to do it because of how much he loved him. They'd been dating for a year and living together for 3 months. He was obsessed with his boyfriend, and the sex had been incredible right from the start. The best of his life. But, as happens in relationships, familiarity kicked in, particularly once they started living together. And after a while, they didn't seem to have time for it like they used to. But they were happy together, and they consoled themselves with the knowledge that this was pretty normal. This was how it went for most couples. He got home and he grabbed his things from the car and went into the house. Calling for his boyfriend, there was no answer, which was unusual. He must have been home. He was determined to relax as much as possible this weekend, so it was unlikely that he would be anywhere except the couch, watching TV or playing a game. As he put his stuff down on the kitchen counter, he noticed a familiar smell. Something that he hadn't smelt for a while, or a few months, at least. His boyfriend had an old habit of getting so high in the afternoon that he couldn't do much for the rest of the day. His boyfriend had an old habit of getting so high in the afternoon that he couldn't do much for the rest of the day, and he never really liked this. He preferred his boyfriend's company when he was clear of mind, and so for this reason, it had been a while since he'd gotten high in his presence. But they loved each other, so it didn't feel like a huge sacrifice if it meant making each other happy. He went looking. He didn't find his boyfriend in the kitchen or in the living room. He looked out the back window and didn't see him out there. And the bathroom door was open, so he couldn't be in there either. And then he checked the bedroom. In an ashtray by the bed next to the open window, a joint was relinquishing its final licks of smoke. It can't have been stubbed out more than 2 or 3 minutes ago. He found his boyfriend face down, unmoving, totally naked, breathing gently, legs spread apart with a stack of pillows underneath his tummy, enough to raise his naked ass up in the air. "Baby?" he asked, wondering if they were okay. No response. They had bundled the sheets up, clutching them to their face, hard enough to muffle any words they might try to say. "Are you okay?" Again, no response. He stepped closer, and he could see that his boyfriend was breathing just fine, but he didn't appear to be asleep. Just extremely, extremely high. This was unexpected. But the sight of them stripped naked with their legs spread and their ass up, drugged to oblivion, made his cock twitch in his jeans. He should shake them gently to see if they're okay. But he didn't want to. Instead, he unbuckled slowly, unzipped, and found himself pulling his jeans down slowly and silently as he stepped towards you, his eyes fixated on the sight of your ass up high, exposed, available for use, just asking for attention, just begging for attention. He didn't know if this was done on purpose. He wasn't sure if this was just because of a difficult conversation earlier this week about how their sex life was slowing down, and he wasn't sure if this was just an attempt to relax that had been taken too far. All he knew is that he'd never seen anything like this before. His cock was getting harder, and he was about to make a decision that made him feel like a bad person. Taking off his socks and his shirt, he climbed onto the bed, right between the spread legs of his lover, for whom he cared so deeply, and found himself unable to stop staring at the opportunity right in front of him. The sex had always been good, but it had never been like this. Ass up, open, available. Unable or unwilling to argue, this was something new. It wasn't the person that he loved. Seeing them laid out before him like this, it didn't even look like the person that he loved. And it wasn't easy for him to recognize you as such. It was easier to see you now, like this, as nothing more than a hole. That's all. Just a hole, asking, begging to be fucked. That's when he noticed the bottle of lube lying on the bed, right beside you, waiting there so conveniently. His cock has grown hard now, fully erect, as he reached out to touch your ass, gently, just gently, his fingers stroking up between your ass cheeks, just a little, just enough to test how he felt about it. And he heard a short whimper coming from your muffled mouth that gave the first sign of consciousness. "Oh, baby, shh, it's only me. I'll take care of you," he said, as he reached down and grabbed the bottle of lube and pumped it, squirted it into his open hand, and grasped his cock and pumped it up and down, the wet, slippery lube covering the shaft all over the head, glistening, ready for use. And he looked down and he saw you not moving whatsoever. You lay there in front of him completely motionless, except for the gentle breathing, ever so lightly, just enough to tell him that you were awake, you were present, to some degree, however small, and you were ready for it. And so without asking, understanding what was needed, he grabbed his cock. He rested a hand on one of your ass cheeks, and he placed the tip of his cock right against your anus, wet and hard, ready to be thrust in, just teasing, just lightly teasing your asshole with the tip of his cock. Just testing how it would feel to thrust inside you, right here, like this, in this new way that you'd never done it before. And he heard another ever so small, gentle whimper coming from the muffled bedsheets in front of your face. But there was no movement. There was no movement as he thrust a little bit deeper, and a little bit deeper, feeling the tightness of your ass all around his cock, swallowing up his cock, as he thrust it deeper and deeper. He looked down and he saw your hands clutch the bedsheets tighter. The first sign that you truly understood something really was happening. So high, so lost in oblivion that you were barely registering anything was going on until this moment, when suddenly it was already beyond your control, and the pleasure, the sensation, was overwhelming, but there was nothing you could do about it, because you'd already chosen to submit yourself. you'd already chosen to give yourself up, as he grasped onto one of your ass cheeks with each hand and he pushed the length of his full hard cock all the way into your ass, and he began to thrust and use and pump himself inside you until he made himself feel so good that there was no turning back. And as you grasp onto the bedsheets and pull them closer to your face, your legs spread apart, feeling his big, thick hardness thrusting in and out of you, filling up your hole. You knew that you were so high that there was nothing you could do, even if you wanted to. You had asked for this, you had wanted it, and then you had found yourself so high that there was nothing you could do either way. You were stuck here, naked with your ass up at his mercy. Things quickly going beyond your control, but this was what you wanted, and this was how you liked it. You were helpless before him, helpless as you lay there, the world spinning around you, so lost in your drug use that you were fucked. You were completely helpless as he pounded your ass and he fucked you, feeling his fingers dig into your ass cheeks, grab onto your back, grabbing at your waist, pulling you, thrusting you down onto his cock, as he fucked you hard, as he fucked you deeper, over and over and over, pounding into you. He was out of control, loving every fucking moment of it, loving seeing you like this, not really a person, just a hole bent over waiting to be used. And you could feel your eyes rolling back in your head, a little bit of drool slipping out the corner of your mouth. Completely silent, unable to verbalize anything, all you could do was lay there and moan and grunt into the pillow. So low, so deep, so helpless in your whimpering that he could barely hear a thing, he could hardly hear any of it, as you thrust forward, being pushed face first into the bedsheets that you clasped to your face, pounded from behind, up the arse, being fucked, being used, being treated like a piece of meat and nothing more than that, ready to take his cum, fully at the mercy of his cock and his load, his big, heavy load of cum was definitely going to shoot inside you at any moment. Hands on your hips, hands on your arse, grabbing, pulling you down, thrusting you onto his cock, while there's nothing, not a single thought going through your head, just pure oblivion, pure being used, pure being fucked, pure being pounded, used, fucked, in and out, grabbed, used, thrust, pulled down onto his cock, pounded as your eyes roll back in your head, no thoughts, just pleasure, no thoughts, just being used exactly how you needed to be fucked, exactly how you needed to be abused, bent over, mind completely blank, being used, being fucked, mind totally blank as he uses your ass for his pleasure, walking in and seeing you bent over, ass up in the air, getting him so horny that he couldn't control himself. He just had to step in between your legs and slip his cock into your ass and treat you like the piece of meat that you are, feeling his big cock stretch out your ass as it fills you up, sliding in and out, wet and big and slippery, eyes rolling back in your head, mind totally blank, tongue hanging out, drooling, an absolute mess of a man, completely and utterly at his mercy, unable to form a coherent sentence or even a single word, completely helpless and at the mercy of cock, as you are used, pounded, fucked, completely beyond control, drugged out of your fucking mind, completely immobile, unable to move, unable to speak, just your ass up in the air, ready to be fucked and used and pounded, just like he is giving it to you. Big, hard cock, thrusting and treating you like you're nothing but a hole, a piece of meat that exists only for his pleasure. Pleasure of his cock and the hot cum that is gonna spurt when he's ready and when he is done with you. In and out of you. In and out of you, big, hard cock, thrusting in and out of you while you're so high that you can't move, you can't speak, you're completely helpless. Bent over. Not even a person, just a hole. Face down in the bedsheets, ass up in the air, existing to be fucked, existing to be used, existing to be treated like a sex toy and nothing more. Thrusting in and out of you, thrusting in and out of you, thrusting big cock in and out of your tight ass, feeling it fill you up.
So satisfying.
Inside you.
Making you feel like a pretty boy.
Making you feel so handsome.
Even though you're so high that you can't even express it.
You can't even put it into words.
You just feel satisfaction.
A sense of complete and utter satisfaction at the way you are being used.
And you drool and you moan and your eyes are blank.
Completely blank. Not a thought inside your head while you're being fucked
and used.
Completely immobile.
Totally senseless.
Fucked in and out.
Fucked
in and out.
Hard cock inside your ass.
Not letting up.
Pumping hard.
Thrusting in and out.
In and out of you.
He is unable to stop using.
You gave yourself up to him
and it quickly got out of control.
Completely out of control.
The drugs took over
and you realized you really couldn't do anything.
Pumping in and out of you.
Using you.
Fucking
you. Pumping in and out of you.
Using you.
Fucking you.
Big strong hands grabbing you around the waist,
grabbing you on your ass,
sinking into the flesh of your ass cheeks,
reaching down, stroking your back,
all over your back,
your skin,
and then grabbing onto your waist,
pulling you down onto his cock,
harder, deeper, and harder and deeper.
And you can begin to feel that he's getting closer to coming.
You can feel his hands starting to tremble.
You can feel the way that his cock is twitching and trembling inside you.
Desperation in the way that his hands paw at you,
grab
it, thrust you down even harder,
breathing,
his breathing getting harder,
faster,
his moans getting more and more out of control,
and your own cock,
pushing up against the pillows.
With every thrust into your ass,
your cock rubs harder up against the pillows,
his thrusts making you hump the pillows,
your erect cock
rubbing,
thrusting, humping,
the friction from the fabric becoming overwhelming on the head of your cock
as the sensation builds inside your ass and all over your cock.
You couldn't speak even if you wanted to.
You had no choice, you had no chance.
You were being used and fucked, and your cock can barely take it anymore
as you hump, and the bouncing makes you hump, hump, hump the pillows,
getting you closer to orgasm,
orgasming with a big hard cock inside your ass as you're so high.
You're so high you're out of your fucking mind.
Not a single thought in your head,
just pure pleasure,
bringing you closer to orgasm,
closer and closer to orgasm
as his hands grab and thrust and pull you down, and you feel him getting closer,
and you hear his moans getting louder and his whimpering getting louder,
and it brings you closer and closer until you feel the moment when he grabs you,
he grabs your ass, and you can feel him lose control
as finally his cock explodes into your ass.
Finally he completely loses it.
Cum ejaculates out of his cock and fills you up,
and you feel his body trembling, his body shaking,
and your cock can't take it anymore, it's too much.
The sensation of the fabric
as you hump the pillows,
bouncing
all over the pillow
into your ass, making you rub up against the fabric and you can't take it anymore.
The feeling of his load,
his hot cum inside your ass, makes you spurt,
and you start to spurt,
and it's overwhelming, your cock twitching and throbbing,
your tongue hanging out,
your eyes rolling back in your head.
You lift your head for the first time and you start to moan uncontrollably
like an animal, not even a human, just so fucking high that you're barely even a person anymore.
Nothing but an asshole being filled with cum and a cock that is ejaculating
as you completely lose control,
gripping the pillow,
your head coming back as you moan and you whimper and you beg,
and you let out an animal noise of pure pleasure
as his cock has claimed you and thrusted into you so much that you've completely lost your mind.
You are completely, completely his.
And he bounces on your cock a little more and a little more gently now, as you feel the hot, wet, sticky cum all over your cock, all over the pillows, all over your ass, dripping out everywhere. And as you lay there splayed out across the bed, trying to catch your breath, his cock still inside you, a pure sense of satisfaction and enjoyment on your face, as he looks down and he can see you for the first time, smiling as his cum drips out of your ass, still too high to speak or even put together a coherent sentence inside your head. All you can do is lie there and smile happily. Pure pleasure, pure relaxation, total letting go. And you feel your lover lay down on your back and gently pull you over to your side so that he can spoon you. His cock still inside you, his arms around you. Naked skin on naked skin. Both of you desperately panting and trying to catch your breath. You managed to muster the effort, the energy, to say something for the first time since he walked into the room. Your boyfriend, who's you say, thank you.